All right, try it now.
Now I'm a better.
Yep, you're good.
I have stuff.
Yep, you're good.
I can has Goomy.
Yeah, you're good.
Goomy, 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 Goomy,
Goomy. Shut the fuck up. What the fuck is a Goomy?
We could just go home right now, or maybe we could stick around for just one more drink. Oh yeah. Get another bottle out, let's shoot the shit, sit back down for just one more drink. Oh yeah. Here's to us, here's to love, all the time.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic, suicidal downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Tanner Thursday. Why?
But there's no Tanner, because he was here on Tuesday.
Maybe the last Tanner Thursday of all time.
What?
On Podzilla 1985, hey, it's Thursday, June 9th. I never get the date right. How is it? All I wanted to do was I wanted to say what day it is. That's it. I want to say what day it is so everybody knows what day we record, because everybody does that. That's what journalists do. They say the date. I can't get it right. It's right there in the corner, and every time I go to say it, I screw something up. I tried to say June 4th. Can't say June 9th. Screw it.
Probably had July 4th on the brain.
Numbers don't like you.
Well, can you blame me? You know what's happened July 4th?
He's thinking about them beans.
He's always thinking about those beans.
You've already forgotten your own event, have you?
I was thinking about those beans. I couldn't get them out of my brain. It keeps happening to me. Yeah, July 4th, we're having the big bean festival here at Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway. Bring in your can of beans, and you're going to get a free autographed picture from Master P himself. He'll be here singing the official theme song of the event. Make him say, na-na-na-na.
Master P? Who is this Master P?
And if you come in and commit suicide here in the store,
no!
You get a free can of beans.
No!
Or at least your family will. We'll also bill them for the bullet.
No!
Please, don't pay attention. None of this is real, folks.
No!
Literally none of it. Just keep thinking about those beans and ignore Shannon.
He's going crazy. So what really happened here, just real quick, the reason I keep... And it's not funny.
No, it's not.
It's not funny. Somebody legitimately committed suicide here on the street that we work on earlier today.
Granted, like a few blocks down. Yeah, it's not like right in front of the river. Store.
Yeah, they went like... They were on... Like it was on the corner of Broadway and Water.
Right.
So, I mean, it was... That's the riverfront. Like, that's the road that runs by the wall.
Right. Which I was just on yesterday getting Paddle Wheel Pizza.
Oh, that's delicious pizza.
That's an expensive pizza.
That is a really expensive pizza.
Regretted
it. Is that what those boxes in the kitchen were?
Yeah. Me and Bob decided to get it, and he wasn't sold on it because it was a $20 pizza.
You still bought it.
The quality to the price, because you can get JJ Twiggs pizza for that amount. And it's
amazing.
That's really true. And
much better.
It is tasty, but yeah, no, it's not a cheap pizza.
No. But you know, it's nice to have more local pizza places down here, because I hate going to Pizza Hut. I hate going to Marco's sometimes, even though I like Marco's. Maybe it's because I'm older now or because I work in an independent store, but I like going to independent places, you know, mom and pop shops.
Oh, yeah.
Much more than I enjoy going corporate.
Well, no, that's always my rule. Yeah, Mario's is good. That's always my rule if I'm ever on a road trip anywhere. I don't go somewhere that I can get here in Cape.
Right.
It's dumb.
Exactly. Like anytime we go to Pennsylvania or we go to St. Louis or something like that, I hate going to
No, go ahead, finish your sentence.
That was it.
Thought. I was going to say I had a related thought. You remember I've told you about my trip to Mississippi/Louisiana.
Yeah.
And how just in general that was a bad trip.
Yes.
One of the most disappointing things, I was in New Orleans. Like
the Big Easy.
The Big Easy. I was in New Orleans and we ain't talking Tanner. all right, so I was with a friend of mine and basically we were enjoying the weekend. It was going to be a fun time. She got to choose where we ate. She picked.
I swear to Christ, if you say Popeyes, I'm walking out.
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no, no. Much, much worse.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
The first night, because we were there like one night and then we came back like the next afternoon. That night, we got Burger King.
No.
Uh-huh. Guess what we got for breakfast the following
McDonald's.
Morning?
McDonald's.
IHOP.
No.
We went to an IHOP.
That is the number one rule of vacations is you never eat at a chain.
And we were in New Orleans.
Home of gumbo.
There were so many. And it's not like we were in the wrong part of New Orleans. Like, we went to an IHOP that was next to the French Quarter.
Oh. I mean, I'm not one for Cajun food, but please.
Yeah. Like, of all the places we could have eaten, I was looking at all these places and all the smells and sights and everything else, and she chose IHOP.
She's not the brightest knife in the drawer.
She just, she's
sharpest.
She's got to be picky, I guess.
Well, let's share a story about that person.
Uh-oh. No. Let's
no, no,
not.
No. I like this story.
Let's not.
The story of when we tried to convince her that it's better to buy a liter of Dr. God. Pepper for $1 than spend $1.80 on a 20-ounce. And her argument was, Jesse,
I'm not going to finish it.
She's not going to finish it, so she doesn't want to waste the extra.
But she'd rather waste the money.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's the thing, though. Like, if it was her money, I wouldn't care.
But somebody was buying it for her.
Yeah, when she got mad at me because I would bring her a liter instead of a 20-ounce, like that.
We sat in schnooks for 10 minutes trying to convince her, no, get the dollar liter. It's going to save you money. But I'm not going to drink it all. That is irrelevant to me.
You don't drink all yours.
I don't drink all. I leave it. Come back to it.
But you don't come back to it.
Put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in the freezer. Make Dr. Pepper shavings.
Ew.
I don't care. It's cheaper.
It's 80 cents. And that's the thing. Like, if it was cheaper per volume, sure. Like, if it was, you know, $1.80 for a 1 liter or $1.80 for a 20 ounce, fine. Get your 20 ounce.
Yeah.
Makes me know, never mind. I'm not spending an extra 80 cents because you want to not waste.
That's almost double the price for half the soda.
Yeah.
That's like if you were go to the theater and they would ask you, you know, yeah, you can get a large for $20, but we'll bump it up to an extra large for 25 cents more. Nah, I probably won't eat it all. Doesn't matter. Spend the quarter. At least you feel like you're getting less jacked, you know? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's infuriating.
But anyway, yeah, no, that's always my rule. There are a couple of exceptions. One being Jack in the Box.
Because we don't have them here.
We don't have a Jack in the Box here.
We don't. No, we don't.
And Jack in the Box is awesome.
Never had it.
I've never had it either.
All right. Well, next time we do a St. Louis trip that, you know, we don't get stuffed on JJ Twigs. There's
Jesse.
We've already planned the next trip to JJ Twigs because he misses it.
Yeah, because the last few times I've gone, it's been so packed that I'll leave.
Or people that weren't going to eat it.
So we just need to go
up
there.
Oh, that's fine.
Like,
I'll eat her leftovers.
So we just need to go up there like
Bob.
Like a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, when it's not busy. Yeah. Like, go at 11 in the morning. You guys got pizza? You know we do.
I don't think they're open that early.
Well, we'll open it.
We'll just go and start making
a
pizza ourselves.
We'll make a private reservation.
Grand opening, grand closing. You know?
But, no, there's actually a Jack in the Box right next to the QT we always stop at, and I think it's Herculaneum.
Maybe? So next time we'll actually go to the Jack in the Box instead of QT?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll just stop there for lunch as opposed to in South County like we usually do.
Oh, but I like that California chicken.
I do, too.
Gonna have to tell you I like that. Although last time I was there, we got...
Now I'm going to throw this out here. If we're getting JJ Twigs, we're not going to go to the California Pizza Kitchen.
If we're getting JJ Twigs, we don't eat anything.
Oh, that's fair.
Because the last time I was there, we went to the zoo. Allie and I went to the zoo. And on my way back, I was going to get JJ Twigs. I wanted it so bad. But because we had eaten 4 hours ago, I thought, there's no way I'm going to go into JJ Twigs and disappoint them by not eating that pizza. Because I'm kind of full.
Because he doesn't do leftovers.
No, and if you're anything other than starving, you don't go to JJ Twigs.
Oh, you're not wrong. That's a whole lot of pizza.
We made that mistake the first time that we said, you know what, let's each get a pizza, Jesse. Because we saw how small it was, and we're like, oh, that's not that big.
It looked like a slightly thicker Emo's pizza.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't...
Looks were deceiving.
Looks were extremely deceiving. I got two pieces into that thing and started sweating.
We started... We're just looking at each other going, like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I need chocolate milk. There was no chocolate milk to be had.
There was none. There was plenty of
just
Pepsi.
Refills on Pepsi, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, speaking of theaters from 5 minutes ago, that's the best I could do.
Oh, yeah. I guess I kind of ruined that transition for you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. That's what the fans come to expect, all three of them. David Dillo, I'm looking at you.
There's Sweet at cheeks. Least five.
We have a topic tonight.
We do.
Kind of.
So, no, it's a topic. It's topic enough. So, you know, here on Tanner Thursday, we normally have a topic, but then when Tanner's away, we do a train wreck and we just kind of go for it. But
Tanner's been gone because he came back on Tuesday, not Thursday.
And it was a great show on Tuesday, by the way. If you haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to it. Me, Tanner, Asa, and Allie sat and talked about Brock Turner, America's favorite scumbag. And then we talked about horror movies, which was much more fun, which was the whole reason Tanner was there, by the way. Tanner was under the impression we were just doing horror movies. And when we got there, we broke the news to him that it was going to be a split show, and half of it was going to be about Brock Turner.
Yeah, if I'm being honest with you, I haven't actually listened to that show yet because of the Brock Turner bit. I don't... like.
It's infuriating.
I'm starting to get the shakes.
You're
here.
Twitching a little bit?
I'm twitching a little bit. Especially, did you see that...
3 months?
Do what?
That he's gonna only get 3 months?
Six months. Six. No, I didn't see that.
Today they said he'll be out in 3.
Fantastic. Did you see the letter that his friend wrote?
Oh, the one, the girl.
Yeah,
the girl that defended him. That showed a picture of him when he was younger and said he couldn't be a rapist. Look at him.
He's so sweet.
He's so sweet, Lindsay.
He's so respectable, respecting. And did you know that not all rapes are committed by rapists?
I saw that.
What?
And not all rapes on campus are rapes.
What?
It's just kids getting in over their heads.
These schools, they advertise
they're
party schools.
Yeah.
So, you know, kids are coming, they're getting drunk, they don't know what they're doing.
That's mostly what college is. That's why people go in 40-50K in debt, so they can get fucking lit.
Yeah. And
well, we have friends that did that.
That's true. Chad did that. And what did he do? He ended up with a 0.3 GPA his first semester.
Yeah, see, school
he didn't last long.
And that was like the part That was another part that just really bugged me. The whole schools advertise themselves as these party schools. What school? What school?
What respectable unless you're going to, like, Party U. Like, if you're going to something off of the goddamn Revenge of the Nerds or something.
There's no credible university.
No, that says, hey, we're a party school. Come get drunk.
Now, in the media, absolutely. Like, oh, yeah. They are paint, like, every college in the country is painted as this big party school.
Yeah.
Do parties happen on campus?
Absolutely. We know for a fact here on Broadway.
Yeah, do schools advertise it?
No. And most campuses, at least from when I was in college, were dry. If you wanted to party, you were off campus.
Yeah, they say most campuses, they accept that it happens. They hope nothing bad happens, but they don't condone it, per se.
Right. Like, it's one of those things, like, if they get calls, they have to, go out and deal with it.
Right.
But, yeah, no, it's so dumb. It's ridiculously dumb.
Yeah.
Ridiculously dumb.
That she would defend him, too. That she would defend him. That his friend. Yeah.
My God. The not all rapes are committed by rapists. That line.
And it's not rape.
I mean, that's like saying not all murders are committed by murderers. The act of murder makes you a murderer.
If you murder someone, you are a murderer. That's how English language works.
Game, cause and effect.
Every single person in this universe is capable of being a rapist or a murderer or whatever. We just have this little thing called morals.
Judgment. The only thing that imagine that she was inferring or implying or trying to say is that they're false accusations.
Yes.
Like, it's like
not all
rapes
that happened. Does she know English well?
She did not English good.
Well, she goes to a party school.
Right. So what she was trying to say is that, not all rapes are real, so that's why not all rapes are committed by rapists, because rapists aren't actually raping. They were just accused of it, and then...
That's coming to people having poor judgment choices and regretting it later and not wanting to get in trouble with mommy and daddy.
And that absolutely happens, by the way. There are plenty of rape cases that are recanted because it was a mistake and they just didn't want to fess up to it.
That is also absolutely not what happened in Brock Turner's case.
This is not what it looks like.
Usually dumpsters aren't involved.
This was a dude sexually assaulting a passed out girl.
You know what I think the most upsetting... pick anything that's happened that they've said and you can get mad. But I think the thing that upset me the most was in his defense of he's trying to justify it. He mentioned how she orgasmed after a minute of him digitally sexing her. That was his reasoning behind, she must have been okay with it because she orgasmed after a minute. I looked at the guy. I don't think he could give anyone an orgasm. Especially not after a minute. Oh, no one can get that drunk.
I mean, she might have just pissed on him.
That actually
may have been the most offensive thing I've ever heard on this show.
And also,
and that's saying something.
A possibility.
it's upsetting. But
the other part about that letter that also really got to me.
Was it the part where she said that it was, she basically blamed the victim and pointed out again how she got drunk, she didn't know, she got blackout drunk, it must be her fault.
That was also really infuriating.
Yeah.
But what she blamed instead of, when she was trying to say like, all right, well, you know, I'm not blaming, you know, the victim. I'm not blaming the girl because, you know, that's not right. But I'm not blaming him either. I think the real problem is political correctness.
Yeah.
How far are we going to go to be politically correct? What?
It has nothing to do with it.
No. To be fair, before Brock Turner fingered the unconscious girl, political correctness was there rubbing her butt. So that's not...
What?
Just the stupidity of saying political correctness is what raped her.
Uh-huh.
Ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Political correctness is what you use when you're trying to explain away a rape. It's not the actual act of rape. You know what the act of rape is called generally?
Rape.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's infuriating. We're just going to get ourselves angry if we talk about it more. I can't believe that this is even a thing. Apparently there's pressure on the judge now.
Well, yeah, because he's a bonehead.
Yeah, the only pressure that should be on him is the pressure of someone's foot as they're crushing his skull, curb stomp style. It's not often I advocate murder on the show. This is one of those cases.
I don't know.
I take that back.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know about all that. somebody needs to just... I don't understand why the judge would make this call. Like, I don't know who's greasing his palms or
someone is happening.
Well, I mean, all right... As much as I hate the term white privilege, I'll go with privilege and just look at it from a privilege point of view. Here's a girl who's not going to college, who no one knows who she is or what she does for a living, right? No one knows this. Because
she's still anonymous, right?
Like, yeah, she's still anonymous. And thank God she is, because she doesn't deserve to be dragged through the mud.
I'm pretty
like
sure
that.
She is a college student.
If she is, she wasn't at that school.
Okay.
Because she was definitely...
They were at a party together.
Her sister was a student at the college, and she went to the party with her sister. But from his standpoint, the judge's standpoint, here you have anonymous 23-year-old girl who got drunk and blacked out, and I'm sure the male part of him thinks, well, wants to side with Brock Turner and goes, yeah, he was probably just getting busy, and she regrets it, because that's a stupid thing that men think about when they go into defense mode. But more so than that, Brock Turner was a promising swimmer. He's in this great school. He probably thought, this kid's got a bright future. There's no reason to tarnish that by making him pay for what he had done.
It's still his own damn actions, though.
Well, it absolutely is, and I'm not defending it. I'm just playing devil's advocate from the judge's perspective. Now, that doesn't mean that the judge is right. That just means that a stupid man with power made a stupid decision.
Right. And I do get that perspective, just like, okay, yeah, he made a mistake. It's his first offense of anything ever. Like, I could see wanting to say, you know, like, give him a slap on the hand. But at the same time, like, this isn't just, like, a standard incident. Like, this is, he raped a girl.
Yeah, it's not like he got drunk and crashed his car.
Exactly.
If he got drunk and crashed his car and no one got hurt, you could go, okay, that was very stupid of you. Don't ever do that again.
Right. We're not going to give you jail time.
Right.
But
the moment that you affect someone else's life, the moment that you ruin someone else's life, that is when you should be held accountable to the highest standard of the law.
Exactly.
And it's ridiculous what happened.
Yeah. Like, it's... The punishment needs to fit the crime.
Yeah.
That's,
well, I don't know. I heard, I think it was Hurricane Audra. I'm going to throw that name out there wrong. I believe she said that she hopes the guy gets raped every day.
I think that was a Fawn, wasn't
Fawn.
It?
That was Fawn. Yeah. Audra, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, because she's listening.
She's not listening. I know Kirby's not listening because I've never gotten any input from him. I thought he was a cool rocker, too. That's so sad. Oh, well, let's not dwell on this for too long, because we did the show on Tuesday about it. Like I said, go back and listen to it, because it was a really good show. I was very happy with the way it came out. We're going to talk about happier topics, and 15 minutes after I was going to make my original segue, let's jump into it. So Warcraft the movie comes out tomorrow.
Woo!
And I'm super stoked about it. The reviews haven't been that kind to it, but there's a bunch of things going against that. One, it's a video game movie. Two, it's a very specific video game movie that if you don't know Warcraft, you're probably not going to like Warcraft. Just like that guy, I told the story before, the guy that came into GameStop and bought the game Prison Break, and when I asked him if he liked the show, had no idea it was a show. Probably not for him.
No.
You know?
And honestly, like, I think my understanding is a lot of the issue is that people weren't aware that this wasn't a World of Warcraft movie.
Yeah, this is
Warcraft.
This is like the first Warcraft game. This dives into the whole orcs and humans.
Right. This talks about how the orcs made it to Stormwind.
Yeah.
Like why that happened, why they're attacking.
You ain't gonna see Night Elf dancing in Goldshire.
No.
Well, you might. I saw some dwarves in the trailer.
Yeah, there are dwarves. I don't think there are any Night Elves in this.
Huh, that'd be weird.
I think there's
Fine with.
I want to say there's a blood elf, I think, from if I remember right, from one of the trailers.
And that's the big part about this. Ethan is going to go see it with us on Saturday, as is Jesse.
Woohoo!
We made arrangements.
Group movie!
Yes.
Ooh.
And I think Ethan's going to be a little lost during some of it because, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff in this film that if you're not aware of what it is already, it might confuse you. Like, I saw a video today about it that said, you know, why is some of the magic green? Why is some of the magic blue? Because they don't really explain it. Because green magic is fel magic. Fel magic is demonic magic. I know that because I play World of Warcraft. But if you don't, you're probably going to be a little bit confused. That's fine. It's not for you. The whole time I'm thinking of this movie, I'm thinking, like, it's not for you. It's for me.
Like, yeah, we are the audience. Like, the three of us at this table and, you know, the millions of people like us are, that's the audience.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all of us are going to pay money to go see it.
I know I am, yes.
Yes.
And every time they say Stormwind or the Alliance, well, they probably won't say Alliance because that's much, much later.
Right.
But they will say Stormwind. They may say Lordaeron. Any of those titles, woo-hoo! I'm going to be like, I'm going to get giggy.
Because I don't think...
Giggy.
Warcraft 3 is when we first got Horde and Alliance, right?
Maybe even World of Warcraft. It's been a while because I think in Warcraft, I don't know if Warcraft 3, if they had already made their allegiances.
Well, wasn't some of their little like voice thingies the for the Horde or whatever?
I'm pretty sure by Warcraft 3 we had it.
Possibly. It's been a long time since I've
played Warcraft 3. We had like most of the races that existed in World of Warcraft, like the first one. In fact, I think we had all of them.
Oh, well, there were no Pandaren. There were Pandaren, but they were
the
first
vanilla WoW.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
There's definitely characters like, Pandarens.
No Draenei.
There were no Draenei in Warcraft 3, though Draenei had existed before.
And the Pandarens, however you pronounce it, they were in Warcraft 3. They're just not playable. They were NPCs.
Right.
And if you've played the Warcraft series, if you haven't played it, first off, go play it because it's a great series. To me, it's the best RTS.
Honestly, like, it is a great series. It did not age well. I would say
the first one didn't. That's
I would
for
say
sure.
YouTube the story for Warcraft 1 and 2 and then play Warcraft 3.
Actually, don't YouTube the story for Warcraft 1 and 2 because that's most of what the movie's based on.
Do that after the movie.
Yeah, do it after the movie and see how it changed.
Yeah. And then, if you wanted to play through the series, skip Warcraft 1 and 2, just YouTube how they go, and then play Warcraft 3 because Warcraft 3 was great.
It was, and Frozen Throne.
Yes.
And then go ahead and subscribe to World of Warcraft. Come on over to the Sentinel server and play with your boys. Well, by boys, I mean me and possibly Lindsay.
I'll play.
Jesse not.
I'm too addicted to Overwatch at this point.
I love Overwatch.
You're a lost cause.
I love Overwatch too, but there's something to be said about those games that have long progression that I can log in.
And when you get bored, I just go pick posies.
Or fight Pokemon-style battles.
True.
No, I mean, honestly, like, if there were a way for us to consistently play together, I would probably play a lot more WoW.
Well, that's what's so great about Overwatch. You bring your PS4, I bring my PS4, we pop it in, we play for an hour or two, and then we leave and go home.
Oh, yeah.
Warcraft is much more in-depth than that.
Yep.
It's not just jump in and kill people. It's, okay, what are we doing? Well, what do you need? What do you need?
Where are you at? Hang on, I'll hop on a bird. I'll be there in a minute.
Hold on, I'm in a different phase. Yeah!
Yeah. And on top of that, just... It's more difficult by the time we get home.
Let's make new characters.
Oh, that too.
Over and over.
And then Overwatch, I've been playing a whole lot on PC because I got it on PC as well since it's $20 cheaper there. And I've been playing with Lily and AJ and her group of friends. And it's been a whole lot of fun.
That's why you've been playing, because of Lily. Very pretty girl. Very sweet, too.
Yeah, no,
and Lily. Is she good at video games?
Yeah.
Well, then that is just the gamer's dream right there. Unfortunately engaged.
Yes.
Or fortunately for
and
her.
And I've honestly played a lot more with her fiancé than I have with her. Like, she
is
hasn't been
AJ?
On here as much. Yeah, AJ. And AJ's also a super awesome guy, and he's already level 63 in that game.
In Overwatch?
Yeah.
I'm pushing 24, I think.
I'm like 24 on the PlayStation, and I'm 19 on PC.
You have been playing the PC a lot.
Mm-hmm. We could probably do a whole show on how much of bullshit Overwatch is. Because, you know, we did the Nerd Up, where we talked about Overwatch versus Bloodborne. No.
Battleborn.
Bloodborne, huh.
Very different games.
We did that, and we talked about our frustrations with Overwatch. I don't think we really mentioned how terrible the loot boxes were. Because that's become the most awful thing to me. It's like, grind, finally get a loot box. What do you got? Did you want another voice line from May?
I did talk about how the thing that Overwatch is really lacking is a progression system.
Yeah.
But as soon as they add in competitive play, that'll fix that.
Agreed.
But no, the other thing with Overwatch, one thing I've discovered through playing with PC and playing with these people, every gripe I had about the gameplay of Overwatch is, or comes down to, poor teamwork and like people's unwillingness to change characters and certain people's willingness to not play as though it were a team game. Like, one particularly ragey individual that likes to play with us. And he decides every character is Call of Duty, and it's time to go.
He found out today that we make fun of him on the show.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he asked about it. He was like, because there's this guy that's been coming into the store lately. He brings his PS4 in, and he plays NBA 2K16 online every time. And he's a nice guy. Like, when I've talked to him, he seems really nice. But as soon as he starts playing, he goes into full Steven mode. And just F this, F that, are you kidding me? Except it's basketball and not a shooter. So Steven was in here today, and he was like, is that how I sound? I'm like, yes. Like, you guys don't talk about that on the show, do you? Yes. Recently, we did.
Oh, why would you tell him recently? He's going to go back and listen to it.
That's fine. I did my best impersonation of me making fun of him. And he's kind of like, God damn it, and just walked off. So,
because me and Asa on Sunday's show, I don't know if you listened to Last Nerd Up.
I have not.
Me and Asa went hard on him because we had just finished playing. We were still salty because we had just finished playing a match of Overwatch. And okay, so you remember the super fun little like Bastion Reinhardt method on Payload?
Yeah.
So I was Bastion. He was Reinhardt. He got in front of me and put up the shield.
Good work, Steven.
Then he left.
Oh.
For no reason.
Whoop, whoop, ninja.
Yeah, no, he just, like, we were sitting there doing that. We were marching along, moving smoothly, and then, you know, three or four people come up, and I'm like, all right, and I start shooting, like, you know, a couple of them as they go, and Steven jumps down from the payload, dropping his shield, obviously.
And goes to attack him.
And goes to attack him with a hammer. And I'm just like, Steven, what are you doing? And, yeah, no, we lost that one.
Oh. What if we picked?
Imagine that.
What if we pick four Reinhardts and a Bastion, put the Bastion on top of the payload, and have a Reinhardt on each side, walking, shielding? That would be kind of funny. Probably wouldn't work.
No, because Pharah would just like shoot above us and
now
blah,
this.
Blah.
Now don't get us wrong, folks. This show isn't about Overwatch or Blizzard. It's not even about Warcraft. That's just our lead-in into the actual topic, which we are going to get to
eventually,
Jesse. And that topic is with Warcraft being the newest video game movie. Video game movies don't have a great history. Ethan's walking around like he's sad. Ethan, are you okay? Yep, he just gave me that I don't know face. That means he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
if he ain't crying, he ain't hurt.
Video games and movies have been two mediums that, like, there have been very few instances where they've successfully crossed.
Probably because most of the people that are writing for and directing have never played the games.
That is very true. Go look at Mario Brothers. The very first video game movie, as far as I can tell. I've actually got a list here on Wikipedia. And there are far more than I thought there were, by the way. And none of them get a good score. The highest rated one, according to Metacritic, and I don't entirely agree with this, is Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Got a 50 out of 100 on Metacritic.
How many Uwe
It was
of three or four, and each of them are under 10.
It was actually, like, I didn't think that the Prince of Persia movie was that bad.
It wasn't. Like, I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal makes a great Middle East Arabian. Fantastic.
But honestly, and I mean, like I said, look at the reverse, too. Like, how many video games have been good?
GoldenEye.
Yep.
That's it.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
Fantastic.
X-Men Origins.
X-Men Origins. Wolverine.
But the reason that one was good, and that
not really
was a
based
fun
on
story,
the movie. Yeah.
It's loosely based on the movie, and on top of that, the movie had gotten pushed back like 8 months. So they got an extra 8 months to develop the game and actually make it playable. But yeah, no, there's not the list of good like games based on movies.
Let's get it out of the way right now. The best, and I was wrong actually, the highest rated one is Mortal Kombat. It's number one with 58.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I was going to say, let's go over the movies that actually didn't suck for video game adaptations. And there are a couple that I really, really liked. Just looking at the list here myself, and I'm not going to talk about the ones that I liked because it's a a guilty pleasure, because there's a bunch of those, but that were legitimately good. Mortal Kombat was a good movie, I thought.
I've never watched it.
You've never seen Mortal Kombat? I've never shown it to you?
Uh-uh.
That is shocking to me, because I've made you watch everything I like.
That is extremely shocking. It's on Netflix right now.
I'm almost positive.
Johnny Cage, Raiden...
Okay,
Goro.
Wait, maybe you did, because I vaguely remember Johnny Cage.
Do you remember Goro?
I mean, he's kind of hard to forget. No, yeah, you did, because at the beginning I'm like, who's this guy who's like all tough crap?
Because they had like the, oh God, what is his name that they got to play Liu Kang?
No, Robin Chu. That was when we were still doing movie nights with everybody. That's when I watched it.
Ah, I think that's when we watched Mario Brothers,
uh-huh.
too.
Because that dude was in everything in the late 90s.
Oh, Robin Chu? Yeah, he was in the Chris Farley, what was it, Beverly Hills Ninja?
Yeah, Beverly Hills Ninja.
He was really good. He's fantastic. Yeah. I assume, and they could have got just the guy that mo-capped for Mortal Kombat, Ho-Song Pak, because I thought he was really, really good. And he was on a couple different things and never really got the notoriety, though. But, yeah, Robin Chu was really nice. Lyndon Ashby was Johnny Cage. He did a great Johnny Cage. Bridget Wilson as Sonya Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. They don't get much prettier than that.
Mm-mm.
And then Goro.
Actually, I see, it's been Carrie, so long since I've seen the movie. Was Goro practical?
Yeah.
Or was that?
No, he was all practical.
Huh.
They had animatronics for his face and everything.
That's neat.
As compared to like the second Mortal Kombat film with Motaro, I think.
Oh, there was so much CG in that movie.
There's a lot of bad in that movie. But the first Mortal Kombat holds up. It's still a good movie, even by today's standards.
I still remember when they tried to put, in the second one, in Annihilation, they put in like the, what did they call them? Like the beast fatalities? Or
the animalities.
Animalities, that was it.
The
god-awful dragon
versus the three-headed monster.
Yeah, the Hydra,
yeah.
I guess.
And, you know, there was some good... All right, if Mortal Kombat was great, Annihilation was god-awful, but it did have one important thing going for it, and that was Brian Thompson as... What's his name?
Jax?
No. Brian Thompson, he was the main bad guy. Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn, oh, okay.
Because I love Brian Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big
yeah.
fan of him.
Recognize that name.
He was also in X-Files as the alien bounty hunter. He was in The Three Amigos as one of the Germans.
Okay.
Three Amigos. That's such a good movie. Anyway, wish they made a video game about that.
No.
Play as one of the three.
Ooh, no.
Side-scrolling shooter, but you don't actually shoot anybody. You just dance. Sing Buttercup. And Lindsay just spit her
water. It's a rhythm
out.
Game. You have to...
you just have to perform as the Three Amigos.
Yep.
But then the final level is just a straight-up shootout with El Wapo.
But it's still rhythm-based?
So you have to press it at the right time. You control the entire town of Santa Poco. It's a great game. Lindsay's still recovering.
Lindsay might still spit up all of her water.
I'm waiting for it.
No, I already got rid of it.
Okay.
Annihilation was terrible, though. There was a part in Annihilation where Jax rips off his arms.
Oh, my God. Okay, that never made any sense. Like, he had these robotic arms.
But they apparently weren't robotic. No. They were just a cover for his arms. And he just takes them off.
He just takes them off. Like, the strength was in me the whole time.
Oh, you're saying I can't beat this monster with my super robot arms? I bet I could beat him with spirit.
Well, because plus, like, even in the movie, weren't the arms installed because, like, his arms got blown off in an explosion?
No, he was just trying to be, stronger so he could fight the Outworld. He was just trying to upgrade himself. And he found out in the end that, like you said, it was inside of him the whole time. So Mortal Kombat, great. Annihilation, terrible. Tomb Raider was good. Not great, but good. As far as video game adaptations go. The Cradle of Life, terrible.
Yes.
Resident Evil, I thought was good.
I
don't want to say too much about Tomb Raider, by the way, just because I never really liked the movie, personally.
No,
I love the game. I just didn't like the movie. I didn't like Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft.
I thought
even
Angelina,
though she looked exactly like her in the first movie.
I was about to say, I thought she was fine, like, as the character. Like, I thought she did a great job, but I honestly never got into Tomb Raider the game or Tomb Raider the movie. Like,
what's
it just
funny to me about the first Tomb Raider is that they actually enhanced her bosom for the movie. They thought Angelina Jolie's boobs weren't big enough for Lara Croft, so they actually, like, padded it.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, because the original character models for Lara Croft, in addition to being pointy, were also just ridiculous.
That's
because you had those polygons.
Those were some big triangles.
Big triangles.
That girl was packing them triangles.
She's got the biggest pyramids.
I really liked the Resident Evil too. I thought that was a good movie.
Yeah,
for
I mean,
what it was.
It's one of those things, like, that movie was so completely different from the video games. Like, it was told a completely different story.
Like, yeah.
It was really only similar in name and almost similar in concept in that they were both zombie media.
And technically, it was tied to the game because they were in the mansion from the first game.
Right.
And under the mansion. The original script was written by George Romero. I don't know how many people know this. There was a script by George Romero that was a little bit closer to the game that was rejected because apparently George Romero doesn't know how to write zombie movies.
What?
Oh, apparently they've never...
Who did not do the green light on this?
I don't know. I'm out of touch with them. I haven't talked to them in a while.
Well, they need a slap on the wrist.
Need a slap somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's Paul W. Anderson? Paul W. S. Anderson.
What about him?
That's the guy that did Resident Evil.
Oh,
and I'm pretty sure he wrote... Let me check real quick. I'm pretty sure he... It was his script that... written by Paul W.S. Anderson. So Paul W.S. Anderson, the director, decided he wasn't going to go with that Romero script. I can do better.
Romero clearly has never played the game.
And Paul W.S. Anderson has clearly never seen a Romero film. good for him.
How do you get a job doing a zombie movie having never seen a Romero film?
And there were zombies in Resident Evil. That is true.
Yeah.
The first movie wasn't that bad, and then they made, what, 30 sequels?
Something like that.
I think we're literally up to, like, 8 or 9.
Well, because I remember you had talked a group of us into going to see, I think, 5 in theaters.
Yeah, the one where they were in the desert. It was, like, apocalypse. Yeah.
It kept going up and down and up and down and up and down volume-wise, and it was really annoying, and I had a headache by the end of the film.
It was really bad.
And I just remember, like, trying to tell you, I'm like, I haven't watched any of them since the first one because I didn't really like it all that much. Just come and see it. It'll be fun.
All right. Was it fun?
No.
Oh, well, I apologize.
Eh, it happens.
I don't even remember the last Resident Evil. Apparently it was called Retribution. No, there's been once. It was. Retribution was the last one. And it was in 2012. And I think that was the one that finally had Leon Kennedy in it. And, all of the characters that you wanted to see. But he was barely in it because it's still about Mila Jovovich.
Right.
Who, did you know, was Paul W.S. Anderson's wife. Go figure.
Well, I wonder.
Ninja.
Yeah, no, those movies were just not good.
They got progressively terrible as it went on. And that was when they started to get... It was basically like, hey, look at the 3D.
You know, it was like a fairly decent movie based on a scary game. The Silent Hill movie.
I was going to get to that one, yeah. Silent Hill was another one that I really, really liked. The first one was... Even if you've never played the game, it was a good movie.
It
was enjoyable, for sure. Yeah. I don't know if I would label it as good, but it was enjoyable.
I thought it was good. We saw it in theater, and I think... Was it this right after we saw The Hills Have Eyes?
Yes.
And that was... Lindsay almost...
It was the first movie I almost walked out of. I've never walked out of a film, and I almost walked out of that one.
You know, I still have not seen The Hills Have Eyes.
It's a good movie. Don't let it
I've
lie
always
to
heard that.
She
like,
was bugged
oh,
by
I,
how
I didn't
traumatic
say,
it was.
I didn't say that it was a bad movie. I just don't do well with situations that could actually happen.
Like Silent Hill.
Shut up.
Silent Hill was great. Between the little ash babies that would scream at you and Pyramid Head and...
Good old Pyramid Head.
I mean, that was just a good film in general.
Yeah,
the second one was god-awful, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I've watched it twice now because I thought... Me and Bob watched it the first time, and we both hated it. But being around Bob can influence your emotions. Just being around him kind of makes you want to die.
Everything just becomes less good. Like, even pizza doesn't taste as good anymore.
It tastes like sadness and regret. And that's not what I want to eat when I spend money on pizza. But we watched it together, and I thought it wasn't that good, so I went back and watched it again. It was just as awful. Nonsensical. Sean Bean, you could tell, was just collecting that paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And he died in the movie somewhere, I'm sure.
He didn't die, but he stayed behind in the dead world, so might as well be.
Because I actually never saw the second one. I just heard that it was terrible. I was like, yep, nope, I'm good.
Other good films when it comes to video game movies. I thought Doom was good. I don't care what anyone says. I still like Doom. It's not the Doom I deserved. But it's the Doom I needed.
I remember the film burning within the first like 10 minutes of the movie, and we all thought that it was part of the movie, and then realized, oh, wait, no, the projection got messed up.
It was just broken.
I see Doom to me like it was an all right action movie, like a decent popcorn flick.
Yeah, they took the scary right out of it, though.
Yeah, I thought the ending was really cheesy.
The thing I hated most about Doom was the ending, because you think The Rock's going to turn into some giant monster, but he just turns into a slightly stronger version of The Rock with sort of horns. Because some of the creatures in there look really good. It was all done with practical effects, except for Pinky, the bulldog demon. Mm-hmm. He was definitely CG. There's no way you could get him around otherwise. But I thought it wasn't a direct homage to Doom. It wasn't a direct adaptation, I should say. But I thought it was good for what it was.
I mean, it's Doom is Doom. The movie is similar to Doom the game, as Resident Evil is similar to Resident Evil the game.
Like, it had that really sweet first person sequence, though.
That's the part that I was saying was really cheesy at the end.
Oh, really? I thought that was awesome.
It was cheesy.
It was
nostalgic, but it was
unique. Yeah. I've never. And then they made a whole movie out of it called Good Luck Chuck. No, what was it? Better Luck Brian. What the hell is it called?
Hardcore Henry?
I
don't know what you're doing right now.
That movie that just came out a couple of months ago where it's all first person action.
Have
you never heard of this movie?
No.
Yeah, it's called like Hardcore Henry, I think. It's an action movie filmed entirely in first person.
No,
that
thank
sounds
you.
Terrible.
Because,
I mean, like, I already barely like the found footage stuff that's,
well, instead
of shaky cam.
Instead of them walking around seeing ghosts, imagine them doing flips and shooting people like constantly.
Oh, I know. I do remember seeing trailers for this.
Yeah.
No, that looked awful.
Well, I had Tim Roth in it. I like him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's about it for good video game movies.
Yeah,
hopefully Warcraft.
I can't think of any more. Yeah, I really want to add Warcraft to that list.
Max Payne wasn't terrible.
I actually never saw it.
It's not bad.
I also never saw the Hitman movie.
I've never seen Hitman, even though I have it on Blu-ray.
we have it on Blu-ray?
We do have it on Blu-ray somewhere, because I got it during GameStop's. We're getting rid of Blu-ray, buy two, get eight free deal. There really wasn't any reason not to buy Blu-rays at that point.
No, you're not wrong. Because I remember I got the Godfather trilogy in that deal. That was awesome.
That's a good
one. But I feel like you purged a whole bunch of those Blu-rays.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
When I was trying to buy that 3DS.
A lot of them here at Gaming Grounds.
Yeah, and I bought a lot of them back. I winked at you.
Yes. Great, great visual gag for the audio podcast.
Well, that's why I mentioned it. There are super movies. There's the movies that were not good, but I still liked, like Super Mario Brothers.
Uh-huh, I liked that one.
Yeah. I dare anyone to say that they don't enjoy the Super Mario Brothers.
It is an enjoyable movie. It's not necessarily a good movie.
A dystopian future where
dinosaurs
still exist. And obviously the person that wrote the movie never heard of the Mario Brothers.
No. They had heard of the Mario Brothers. They knew nothing other than that and the characters.
What's their names?
Elements.
Marios? I can work with it. Well, they're Italian. All right, give me a British guy and a Colombian.
Just give him a Brooklyn accent. That'll work.
To be fair, Bob Hoskins was a great Mario.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Even though he later said that it was the biggest regret of his acting career and that he was drunk on set like 24/7. I still thought he was a fantastic. And his accent was so flawless. Like, if I imagined Mario as a real person, that's how I always picture him.
Mario as a real person from Brooklyn.
Well, yeah, because that's where he started. Because I'm from at this point, I don't even remember if the original game had that storyline, that they were plumbers and that they got sucked into the Mushroom Kingdom. I'm basing this entirely on the cartoon, yeah. Because you get hooked on the brothers. Like a white woman.
Oh.
Oh, too far. I'm going to take a sip of my Milo's famous sweet tea. Shout out to Milo for this great tea.
Is that any good?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, might have to try some. No, that... Yeah,
better than that laser focused energy shit.
Oh God, that stuff is so awful. Anyway,
when you want to taste,
yeah, because I don't remember when the whole like storyline of them being plumbers came up, because a lot of how Mario was drawn was just because of the graphics at the time.
Yeah,
like what they had to give him. So like
the mustache and the
The only reason they gave him a mustache is because there was no way to tell his nose apart from the rest of his face.
Right.
Like I think they gave him overalls because they couldn't.
They wanted him to look like he had pants on.
Right, they couldn't make it look like he had pants, so they gave him buttons, so he had overalls.
And I still like the plumber aspect of it, even though
got war pipes.
I can't think of a single Mario game that utilized plumbing. I feel like that should have been a mini game of some sort.
Yeah, but a pipe dream somewhere, maybe
a pipe dream, just like. Our future in podcasting. A pipe dream.
Well, you've played the old pipe dream game on like PC,
oh,
right?
Oh gosh, hours.
I have
hours
no idea what
end.
You're talking about right now.
Oh.
You had it was like old, like seriously go back to like Windows 98
I mean, it's been recreated in so many games.
And you have the beginning of the pipe and a drain, and you have to move all the pieces so that it connects. Oh, and you have the green goo that goes through it.
I've played games similar to that. A lot of mini games have that.
Exactly.
Where you connect the current or whatever. Yeah.
Here, pass that to Shannon so you can see what that is.
Let me take a look at this.
Oh, gosh, so many hours. So many hours.
Yeah, because that was on my computer when I was little. That was one of the games.
And Chip's Adventure or something.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to, like, write down the passwords and go in. Oh, my gosh.
Because this is the first time I've ever seen
so many hours on that game.
Yeah, because that one, oh, that was fun. And you had, like, the ice area, and you had to get the ice shoes so you could walk on it. Chip's Adventure.
So many hours wasted.
These are old. I think they were Windows 95
games. This was Lindsay's equivalent of gaming because she didn't have consoles.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, Windows 95, if I remember correctly.
Was it 95?
I think so.
Played exactly
95,
one
98,
game.
Somewhere in there.
I played one game back then.
I still think mine
and
was
98,
because I remember we had Encarta 98, and I'm like, this is so cool.
Ski Free.
Ski Free, and the Abominable Snowman
will come out and eat you. That is
literally the
only game I remember.
That's 95. That's old school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was Windows
Doom,
95.
By the way.
I didn't have Doom. I had Chex Quest.
And Hexen. Doom and Hexen. Great games.
I'm gonna try and see if I can figure out what other games. Because it was a whole suite of games that came on.
They didn't make a movie about pipe dreams.
Minesweeper was in there.
Solitaire,
and then there
spider,
was basically
oh,
their
was spider solitaire.
Their equivalent of, like, you had this snake that went through and you had to eat the apples and
is there a version of Centipede?
Their version of Centipede. I couldn't think of Centipede. I'm sorry. Okay,
that's fine.
All right, for you guys out there listening to this, what's happening right now is I'm staring with wide eyes. So I have no idea what's going on. Jesse's checking his phone. Him and Lindsay are talking back and forth. They're making motions at each other that I don't quite understand.
Something is happening. I'm sorry.
Jesse's looking up something real hard.
No, because I was trying to see if I could.
What the game package was that came with Windows 98.
Yeah, like see if it was like Windows 95, because I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I still think it was 98.
And the whole time I'm thinking no matches.
it may have been just a straight up DOS game.
No, it wasn't DOS because I wasn't smart enough to get in DOS to play games.
Hey, remember Uwe Boll?
What?
Uwe Boll? I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly.
Uh-huh.
The angry German man who directs terrible video game movies?
No, oh, I have no idea.
What? No. No. You can't tell me you know Pipe Dreams and you don't know Uwe Boll.
I think he's
pulling your leg.
You're trolling me, Dalton, right?
Do I look like Dalton to you? What movies has he directed?
He did Alone in the Dark, Blood Rain, Postal, Far Cry. I mean, think of the absolute worst video game movies, and he did them.
Huh.
Have you really never heard of this man?
Uwe Boll.
I am shocked and appalled right now.
Okay, it was on the...
and there it goes.
The Microsoft Entertainment Pack. And it came in It started with Windows 3.11.
Okay.
And it was also in Windows 95.
Through.
Also House of the Dead.
Oh. Yeah, I've seen these movies. I just never heard the name. And it also came with Taipei.
Yes.
They're currently talking about these games.
I played that all the time, too, because I had no real games other than Chex Quest that I got out of my Chex cereal.
Garbage.
Which was the pansy version of Doom.
Garbage.
Shannon, I know
you had the Super Spork.
Garbage.
I know you've played some of these games because...
He just doesn't know the names of them.
No, I didn't play those games.
Are you sure?
I mean, Ski Free was one of them.
I played Ski Free and Oregon Trail.
I loved Oregon Trail.
There was also Rodent's Revenge.
No.
Yes, where you had the mouse and the cheese and the traps, and if you were wrong, the kitty came and ate you.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I played Mario Brothers.
I didn't have a Nintendo.
What is happening?
Yeah, no, this is like, we had
this
an old
like
computer.
My middle
Ethan,
school
I can't do this anymore.
Gaming.
You come over and host.
No, that's just
and then
asking
I'd have
where they
this
work.
Stupid, like, oh gosh, what was it? There was another, like, it came with Encarta, but it was like a geo game, and you had little, like, science and geography quizzes and crap.
I do remember
on
that,
it.
Too, yeah. It's
not a clue.
Okay, you remember when you had internet and were playing stuff like, I don't know, things you play on the internet?
How old were you when you played these? Let me ask that.
This was probably...
I was like middle school, early high school.
Middle school, early high school. So
yes.
14, 15?
Like, yeah, like 7th, 8th, 9th grade.
Mid-90s. All right, mid-90s, I was playing, I believe, Outlaws online. And like computer games I played were Outlaws, Doom, Ultima...
I mean,
I didn't play.
My online games were flingthecow.com.
Flingthecow.com.
The only online game I ever had when it was around that era, like the, in the dial-up era, the only online game I played was Diablo.
Also Diablo I played, yes.
Yeah, that was the only
Flash
online
games
game.
Online. That was mine.
And, you know what? I played Ultima Online constantly. That's probably why I didn't play Pipe Dreams.
Because you were on Ultima. Because
I played real goddamn games.
Well, I didn't have,
we didn't have
those
a computer.
Games.
We didn't have a computer that would play those kind of games. Like, it just, it wouldn't happen.
Oh, God.
I didn't know what those games were, and if I downloaded anything, my dad freaked out, because heaven forbid I downloaded a ton of Sim skins.
I remember
and
you
probably
telling me
got us viruses, yeah. And I got yelled at.
And
a
honestly,
lot.
The only reason we even had Diablo was because my older brother got a cracked copy of the game from one of his friends, and he installed it on my mom's computer, and we were all playing it and having a whole lot of fun. Yeah, that's it. Like, other than that, before Diablo, yeah, it was all about Chip's Quest and
Pipe
Dream.
Oh, I had a
Dream.
Whole binder
literally
with
just threw
all
up
the
a little
passwords.
Bit in my mouth there. Like, that's not even a joke. Ugh.
I'm sorry.
Hey, remember Street Fighter? The movie?
Do I have to?
That's a guilty pleasure movie for me.
Other than...
Quick, change the channel! That movie was fantastic.
Oh,
nothing
so
screams
good.
America more than Jean-Claude Van Damme. I wanted to wrap us back into the topic of the story, but now I don't care anymore.
No,
let's
on.
Just keep going with games Shannon's never heard of.
I want to go back to Street Fighter.
Did you ever play the game UFO Breaker? It's you played a scarecrow in the middle of a field, and you would throw swastikas at UFOs as they flew over, and if they got past you, they would kidnap President Reagan and take him to their planet, and then you would have to fight President Reagan as a cyber monster.
So do you remember the fight scene in Street Fighter between Zangief
and Honda? Yeah. Where it was basically Godzilla? That whole movie is rife with comedy.
It really is.
It reminds me of the It's Always Sunny episode where they put on the Dayman.
Oh,
skin,
yeah.
And they're like, well, I don't know, we're getting a lot of laughs. It's not a comedy. That's how I feel they had to have thought about Street Fighter.
Yeah, and, like, everybody was thinking, like, oh, yeah, everybody's laughing.
It's hilarious. It's not a comedy. It's a legitimate action film.
Based on one of my favorite games.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is in it. Raul Julia is in it. As a 104-pound M. Bison. That's not entirely his fault. He was dying, but still.
No, that was probably, like, the worst M. Bison. Like, that was...
I disagree. I mean, physically, yes. But Raul Julia is an amazing actor.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the best line in the entire movie. And one of the best lines I've ever heard in a film, when he tells Chun-Li, because she's pouring her heart out about how he ruined her life and killed her family, et cetera, et cetera. And he just kind of looks like he doesn't know who she is. And he says, for you... The day Bison graced your village was the most important day of your life. For me,
it was
Tuesday.
Yeah. I did like
a great line.
It was a great line. I think it had been used before, but I don't even care.
Not for that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Kylie Minogue as Cammy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh. Mm-hmm. Ming Na Wen as Chun-Li. All right, Lindsay's showing me Chip's Challenge. Looks like a broke-ass Metal Gear.
No, it was basically Chip's Challenge was just a...
You had to gather chips and...
No, let me get this
straight.
Did you guys have access to a Nintendo at the time?
No.
And you were still playing computer?
I did not.
Because let me throw a couple... I mean, Trog?
No.
You want puzzles, play Trog.
At this point, I did have... When I was playing these games, I did have a Nintendo, but I didn't always have access to it.
I had nothing. I had Tiger Handheld Aladdin, and that is it.
That is awful.
Exactly.
I thought you were rich.
No. Oh, but I was a girl. I don't get video games. I didn't get a Game Boy, mind you, an original Game Boy till I was a freshman in high school.
You know what I played back then? Warcraft. I remember having the original Warcraft. I had no idea what Warcraft was.
I played board games.
I did have the original Warcraft, but when I got that, I had no idea what was going on or how to play it.
Me neither. I did. There was a mode where you could just like take a group of heroes and just kind of walk around killing things, and that's what I played because I didn't understand the RTS style.
Yeah, it wasn't until Age of Empires that I really understood how to play any of those games.
Why hasn't that been made into a movie? They made Battleship. They're making Tetris.
Oh. I forgot. I saved a picture to send you. I'll do it later.
And it's
right.
$80 million adaptation.
I don't get that at all. But, I mean, to be fair, they probably have made a movie out of any event that could have happened in Age of Empires.
Yeah, I mean, they have made that movie. It's a whole bunch of historical movies.
Uh-huh.
What was that? Maybe Tetris will be like that one movie where they're like, is it Cube? where they have to like get out of the torture chamber?
I don't think it's going to be that movie.
Probably not.
And you know what? That movie was made on a shoestring budget.
Uh-huh.
What part of Tetris requires $80 million?
The falling bricks?
They
had to build the bricks?
They had to pay for the song to be able to make it, like, recopyright it. All right, let's rewind real quick, because you said Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah.
Have you seen her lately?
She's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
As, I don't remember her name. Tucker, probably.
No.
I always had a big crush on Ming-Na. She was just downright beautiful.
She is
was Mulan in Disney.
Really?
I believe.
Yeah, she is still really attractive.
Maybe.
I believe so.
I'm trying to... I can probably find out who she is in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Trying to think of who else was in...
Because I can't think of her name to save my life right now.
I believe the guy that played...
Agent May.
Agent May. The guy that played Zangief was also Leatherface in the remake of... Taryn, please forgive me. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You couldn't think of Texas Chainsaw?
I couldn't think of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I don't know why.
You got tongue-tied.
I never was a big fan of it.
I mean, I've had worse slip-ups. In the show.
On the show, yeah. That infamous edited episode that no one will ever know about.
Yeah. That was also...
Oh, and then they made I can't believe you've never heard of Uwe Boll. It's not you. That's not how you pronounce his first name.
That's said it before was Uwe Boll.
I know. Yes.
Everybody's tongue-tied.
Everybody get tongue-tied. Bleh. And then they made also a terrible Street Fighter sequel called The Legend of Chun-Li, which had Robin Shu in it.
Did it?
Yes. Full circle, bitch. All the way around and back again.
Fair enough.
Also had Neil McDonough as an Irish M. Bison. And Kristen Kruick as Chun-Li. That's inspired casting.
Was this actually supposed to be a sequel to the original movie?
No, it was.
It was just a whole different reboot.
Yeah. Speaking of reboots, the picture came out this week of the new Ghostbusters meeting the old Ghostbusters. Thought that was a cool picture, and they released like 8 more trailers, but I will not watch them because I made that mistake with Ninja Turtles 2. Not going to do that again. Jesse, we're almost out of time here. We're almost out of time. If you know what I mean.
Oh, we can talk about J.K. Simmons real quick.
Oh God. You mean Muscle Man?
Muscle Man Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, in getting ready for his role as Commissioner Gordon in the new Justice League movie, decided to pump as much iron as The Rock and looks like it.
Why?
He basically looks like Master Roshi. I think someone's already made that joke.
Why?
Yeah, Asa did.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you don't remember Commissioner Gordon was also Batman? Because he is now.
Well, not anymore.
Well, that was a different.
But he was for
that
a little
was a
while.
Different
was he really? I was making up a joke.
No, that was
no,
storyline,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I don't remember.
In a recent run, there's your current J.K. Simmons.
That's terrifying.
That's
right.
Big old
I don't want to see that.
Got that David Letterman beard.
Yeah, he does have the David Letterman beard. But my God, he is ripped.
That's what I told Hunter today. We were talking about this being my last show, and I said that what needs to happen is in the next couple of weeks. You guys need to take pictures of me running, and I'm gonna shave my head and get the David Letterman beard going. And,
no,
and just
you
give
look.
Updates.
Do you remember when you cut your hair?
Yeah, but I didn't shave it.
That will look worse.
No, I'll look like Obadiah Stane.
No.
I want to look like Obadiah Stane. I'll look less like Obadiah Stane and more like Justin Mann, though. That doesn't help anybody. Jesse, before we get out of here for the night, give us a preview for Nerd Up. Next week's a big week.
Next week is a big week. Tuesday is obviously going to be E3, and obviously we're not going to be able to talk about it on Nerd Up this Sunday. Expect a full run
Monday.
Of it the following Sunday. Monday, sorry.
Wink!
Yeah.
But we might do a special next week on E3. You never know. We did last year, and it was a great show.
That's true. Yeah. It was one of our more popular ones, too.
It was.
If I remember right.
Steven was on it.
That's true. That's true. There was a lot of Destiny news that came out, so we'll be talking about that, like the entire new expansion leaked. And there's actually some stuff that I'm legitimately excited about, which I haven't been excited about something from Destiny in a while.
Right.
Volition got a new game. The guys from Saints Row, they finally got a new game.
Including a lot that is tied to Saints Row, that a lot of people are thinking that this is going to be a Saints Row game, unofficially. Like, you have the Fleur de Lis symbol is in it.
Mm-hmm.
The characters even look very similar to the Saints Row characters.
It honestly looks a whole lot like Volition taking on, like, wanting to do Borderlands.
Yeah.
Except that it's single player only. We're going to get into a lot of that.
Cool.
Injustice 2 That got announced.
Saw the trailer. Wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Though the concept, actually, I do kind of like.
Right.
The trailer didn't look great, but the idea of being able to upgrade, basically a progression system in a fighting game.
Right.
To me, like, I actually might end up putting more time into this than just completing the story in a rental period.
You actually get better as you go.
Mm-hmm. And you can upgrade your character's gear, like, customize what kind of gear you want on your character, whichever hero you choose
to play. As opposed
to
which skin do you want?
Right.
I like skins.
Because even in the trailer, it kind of goes over, like, you know, as the fights go on, you get better and better armor, that kind of stuff. It looks kind of neat. And I'm trying to think. That's going to be the bulk of it. We're going to talk a little bit about... No, I don't remember. You'll have to find out the rest on Monday.
Oh, come on!
Don't give it all away.
Don't want to
give
it
all away. It should be a fun show. I'm looking forward to it. And I'll probably buy Injustice 2 just because I really like the first one. In fact, NetherRealm has done it wrong later.
I mean, are they adding the roster?
Supergirl's in it.
Yes.
That's really all you needed to sell me because I'm a big Supergirl fan.
I'm also
She's like Superman, but pretty.
And with flaws.
Superman has flaws. You think it's easy to look that good? His you know what Superman's biggest flaw is? That he cares too much.
I thought his biggest flaw was trying to blend in public.
He's a real man. You want to go save the world? Yeah. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. Well, thank you guys for listening. Jesse and Lindsay, as always, thank you for being on the show.
I'm hungry.
Thanks for having us.
We're hungry.
Can
and
we go get dinner?
Because I know everyone's asking, and I want to address the future of this show and what I'm going to be doing personally. I want to talk